If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is no greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they that have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Good morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman this morning. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. On Sunday morning, we talked about entering into the straight gate. Monday morning, chastening of the Lord. And Tuesday morning, yesterday morning, about fear. This morning, we would like to talk about persecution. Many people, many young Christians, do not realize the amount of persecution coming their way. And many times, as Jesus said, the word takes root, springs up, but when persecution comes along, it gives up and does not bring fruit. And I'd just like to take a look at persecution here. I find it ironic here this morning. As I was reading through here, John 15:21 says, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. In many times, persecution comes, even in the name of Jesus. John 16:1-2, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Persecution, again, everything that happens was either allowed to or made to by God. There seems to be a purpose for persecution. Persecution, I believe, is put there for the pruning of the Christians, especially the young Christians. Many times there's growth there that if left go, this growth, will not bring the greatest fruit. It's just like pruning vegetables or pruning a grapevine. If certain branches are not cut away, if the pruning is not properly done, yes, it will still give its fruit. However, it will not give the quality of the fruit. It will not give the volume of fruit. As Christians, if we could just understand the good thing that persecution actually is, especially young Christians coming to the faith, many, when persecuted, tried to ward it off. They tried to shield themselves from the persecution, and as many of us have. However, as time goes on, we understand more and more what persecution does, and we welcome it. Once a Christian understands that persecution is meant to be and is for the good of the Christians, and they understand that in their heart and in their mind, and they realize what that pruning does, we can come to a point where we actually welcome persecution and be exceedingly joyful about it. One thing that I've noticed here this morning is usually it's the religious people that do the persecution. I've never thought of that much that way before, but it appears that persecution really, for the most part, comes from religious people. As we have noticed here in John 15:21, but all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they knew not him that sent me. In other words, they are, even though they don't know Jesus, they are doing it for the sake of Jesus. They believe that they are doing God a service. These things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. Amen. We should not be offended by these persecutions. And Jesus here is giving them a warning here, that they wouldn't be offended, that they could expect persecution, that it's a very real part of living for Jesus, living for the gospel. In 15:20, he said, remember the word that I have said unto you, the servant is no greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. John 16:2, they shall put you out of the synagogues, yea, the time cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. In Acts 14, there they are telling the people and explaining to them. They're confirming the souls of disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that they must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Here again, this persecution lies right before the straight gate, the narrow way. This persecution lies right before the oil wells, the fountain of life, the freedom that Jesus spoke about. However, if we can endure and overcome and walk through it anyway, if we can walk through this persecution regardless of everything that it brings with it, we need to remember that these things were put there and only a few will enter in, because the natural-minded man does not want to go through persecution and all the pain that comes with it. The tearing down of his reputation, the tearing down of his name, the losing of his life, so to speak, his reputation, and what people say and do. Most people in their natural state, or I should say all people in their natural state, do not want to walk through that. However, they do not realize what they are missing, and that they are missing the straight gate and the narrow way by avoiding persecution. Matthew 5:10-5:12. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is the reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which went before you. Here comes this word rejoice. I believe the longer that we are in Christ, and the more that we grow in the Gospels, And the more that we face these things, and the more we become accustomed to persecution, to pain, to chastening, the more we welcome it, and the more we rejoice and are exceedingly glad. Because it does more than one thing. And the other thing is we find these oil wells along the way. 1 Peter 3:14, "But if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as some strange thing happen unto you. But rejoice, there's that rejoicing again, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. Brothers and sisters, let's rejoice in persecution. Let's welcome it. Let us walk through it. Instead of running away from it, let us turn around, intentionally stop, turn around, and walk right into it, realizing that the fountain of life, that narrow way, that straight gate, is right beyond the persecution. I wish you all a great day in the Lord Jesus, and let us rejoice. Amen.